Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer at HomeSmart, and we have been doing some exciting episodes here on the podcast about helping you real estate agents learn how to grow your business by teaching you ways that you can serve your customers better. You know, the purpose of this podcast is to help real estate professionals serve their customers better and serve more customers, and doing that through marketing tactics, through ideas or strategies that can really help you grow your business while at the same time helping you serve your customers better. On top of it, right now we've got a lot of people in the United States that want to purchase real estate, and we have some inventory challenges. We've got a housing shortage going on in many areas of the country, and we just want to help you agents learn how to market yourselves better, create more awareness, and communicate more to your audience so that you can help more consumers. And that's why I'm very excited about today's episode. So today's episode is really going to be about growing your sphere of influence, about increasing your exposure and your awareness organically through social media, through other marketing. And I have two of what I would consider the best experts in the industry on our podcast with us today. And I'd like to take a minute and introduce both Tim Ray and Jeff Fitzer. And both of you, you know, I've watched you from afar. I'm impressed with what you're doing on a marketing front, and also impressed with how the two of you work together. And if I could, I'll take a minute real quick. I want to introduce Tim a little bit, but then I want both of you to kind of introduce yourselves. Give us a little bit of your background, your story, and tell us what we need to know about you, and then let's kind of dig into today's topic. So I'm going to start here with Tim. Tim Ray is one of HomeSmart's franchise partners in the Midwest. He runs an amazing real estate brokerage. He also leads an amazing team. I've been there in person in Kansas City area with him and his team, and they're just an amazing group of people, and they have a great leader in Tim. And so Tim, can you kind of dig in a little bit? Tell us a little bit about you. Tell us your story. Tell us what you're doing right now.
Yeah, man. Gosh, Todd, thanks for taking time to put this together and for having us both on. I guess in on topic and on point to what this particular podcast is about, I'll kind of share a little bit about myself related to my business, what I've done, where I'm going. And then, of course, why Jeff is so integral in that, and in our business and our businesses and stuff like that. So I've been in real estate my whole life. I got my license when I was 18, been an investor multiple times, owned lots of properties, sold lots of properties, built property management companies, sold them. This is my third real estate company adventure, so to speak. HomeSmart for me was, I owned a boutique brokerage in Kansas City, and I've always been a producer myself, doing lots of deals. Perspective would be, in 2021, me and my team did 700 transactions. And I share that because that's, wow, a pretty staggering number. But the one thing I want to point out is that we weren't really utilizing social media. I won't even touch on how we were doing it, but our team was set up pretty well. And what I missed at that time was the opportunity to take advantage of social media, because oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're doing that taking a deviation or a turn in the process of how you're doing it just sometimes seems daunting and overwhelming. And we've all been hit with messages over the years of, you know, get on social media, get on social media. I've interviewed hundreds of agents that you ask them, how are you at social media? And they say, oh, I'm great at social media. But what I've learned to find out is they just know how to like put pictures on Instagram and share stories and stuff. But getting into the nitty gritty of it, it was like, what is the content that you use to market? What's the platform that you deploy the content on? And then to take it to a greater level is, how do you track that and then re-engage with these people over time? So for me, HomeSmart, I've been a part of HomeSmart since 2017. And again, I was a pretty active agent myself. I still do some deals myself. But going back to that year in 2021, doing 700 transactions, we had one property that had 151 offers on it. And 151 offers, we did the math. It was 83 man hours for my staff just to process the offers and go through it. But the interesting thing, the thing that really stood out, was the amount of agents that were making offers and representing buyers out in the general public in Kansas City that did not know what they were doing. Communication was poor. And so for me, HomeSmart is a place where we can really provide our agents with ways to be professional and ways to do business and ways to get your clients excited to work with you. And I went on this mission, so sadistically, so to speak, where I was like, gosh, I really think that using the HomeSmart brand and the HomeSmart label, being a company that does provide all the things that we provide, we can build a better agent population. So I've been on that journey for a number of years and training agents and speaking and coaching around the country and things like that. And I'm like, gosh, I'm just not that good at social media. Well, Jeff is phenomenal at social media, and I'll give him an opportunity to share about who he is and what he does. But Jeff and I figured out a way to even bring in more training, more education in this environment where it's really much needed to get eyeballs on what you're doing and who you are. So that's just a little bit about me. I don't want to go too deep or too long or too far. Jeff is a good friend of mine. I've known him for many years. We've met in the conference space and in the speaking space. Couldn't even tell you what city or state we were in at the time. But Jeff, why don't you just, I guess, who are you, man?
That's a great intro, actually. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat, and I have watched you both from afar, so I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Right on. Well, let me say that it would be very easy to find me if you Google my name or you go to any of the socials, because yes, I do have a consistent presence. But my story, you know, to summarize it, I've been in the business since 2000, mortgage business, as well as some real estate franchise ownership. And our business has 5x'd over the last 5 years or so. And it was a result of my execution of video and social, doing things that I never imagined that I'd be doing, and having the results that I never imagined I would have. And by 5x, I mean we were a region or a branch. I have two partners because I only moonlight in mortgage anymore. But we have a region that is at our peak, had done about roughly 600 to 800 units a year for about 100 to 130 million in volume. And our best year in the last couple of years, we did over 2,200 units for over 500 million in volume. And so honestly, if you'd asked me a few years ago if we would hit those numbers, I would have said I don't see that ever happening. And since then, it's along this journey, it has created opportunities. And so I host the Lab Code Agents podcast, which is one of the bigger real estate podcasts that exists. And I've been doing that for, oh gosh, going on 3 or 4 years now. We founded a platform called Business Video School, where we teach the real estate world how to do better video. I have a platform called Real Estate Mastery Pros that we put on educational webinars every month for real estate agents that is actually designed for the mortgage industry. So they're the gatekeepers for real estate agents. And then I spend most of my time in a platform called Drunk on Social, where we do social coaching and brand management and video editing and all those sorts of things. And so a part of this brand or this persona is a strong social presence. And what I found is being very consistent and testing and all this trial and error, it's really worked really, really well for our business, and it's creating opportunities beyond my wildest dreams. And here we are, here I am with Tim and talking about putting together this model for real estate. I have a very big I have very big influence in the real estate space on a national level. And so, you know, just kind of smacked me in the face over the last 6 months, like, gosh, why don't I use this influence for more than just coaching? And why don't I get into the real estate space? And so here we are. And I think that's what partially what we're going to talk about today.
I love that. And the other thing that I've observed watching what the two of you are doing is it's expanding your reach in a national level. You know, it's not just it's not just in one area of the country. You are doing very deep penetration in some of the areas of the country, but you're also expanding, you know, nationwide. And this, your vision, at least from what I've heard, it seems to be, you know, to help all agents no matter where they are. So I love hearing that. So thank you for that. You know, right now, there's a lot of consumers that want to purchase, and there just isn't enough inventory. You know, we have, according to some sources, 6.5 million unit housing shortage. We've got low inventory levels in many, many markets. And we have a whole, a large percentage of the American population that is renting, and their rents have been going up, and they've been looking to purchase. And so, you know, with lower inventory, real estate agents also, they're searching for ways to connect with those consumers and ways to help them. Sometimes the consumers don't know where to turn. So I love the aspect about how you all are building an audience, you're helping engage these customers, and you're helping take care of them, you're helping serve them. So can you start with maybe how should agents begin to build an audience, and what should they post, or is that the right place to start? You're the expert.
Well, I think it's definitely a good place to go, and where I would start first to piggyback into it is, you know, in 2004 and 2005 and 2006, I was one of two real estate agents in Kansas City that was selling a massive amount of short sales. And most agents didn't either know what they were, or they didn't want to change their process to work a short sale. And I remember at the time, I was like, how do you find these people? How do you find people that are struggling or behind on payments or might be losing their house or something like that, in an effort to market to them so that we could advocate to them, educate them? Because, you know, at the time, and this is still the case with, you know, human psychology, is that, you know, when people get in a position like they were, and many people were in these years, couldn't make their mortgage payment, what happens is they don't open their mail, they shut down, they don't talk to their friends, they don't tell people what is going on in their life. So they're very, very hard to reach. If we had the tool to reach them in these years, it would have made a drastic difference. So the importance of what we're talking about on this call to me is exposure, but with information, education, and advocation to these clients. And so, you know, when you're talking about a housing shortage and buyers looking for, you know, information, or homes, or sellers looking for, I mean, I think the message is what you're able to do through social media is deliver information to a humongous audience wherever they are in their life.
Right.
So yeah. And if I can digress the conversation even further, to kind of there's two things here. Number one, the way the real estate market is, and you both have alluded to this, like, we are in a weird spot in our history. We've never really seen anything like this before. And you've also never seen generations of humans that haven't bought homes like prior generations to them. And I'm talking about the millennial generation, who statistically has not bought like prior generations. And part of the reason for that is because they watch their parents get crushed in 07 and 08. So they just have a nastier taste in their mouth about home buying, or they did as they got into their 20s and low 30s. And then you've got Gen Z, who's coming right up the ranks now. They're in their mid 20s now on the high end. And, you know, there's all this real estate education online, and there is going to be this pent up demand, but all of them are lacking the price point that they can afford. It just doesn't make sense for them, even though renting, you know, is more expensive than buying. But it's only a matter of time before we have this breakthrough. And in my opinion, the biggest real estate boom that we have ever seen, That's what I think is going to happen. And so why I'm leaning down this path is that now you've got this human, not us Gen Xers or baby boomers who have done things traditionally and like picking up the phone and don't mind being door knocked and don't mind being texted and all these things. You've got these humans, millennials and Gen Z, who go about it a completely different way. They don't want to be spammed. They don't want to be touched. They don't want to be talked to. They want to do their own homework and find you first. Then they'll decide if we're worthy of having a phone conversation, because believe me, they don't want to meet in person. And so it's the understanding, the psychology behind how we have to reach them and connect with them is completely changing. And obviously social media is completely changing that, because now that's how we, it's not an entertaining extra. It is an integrated piece of every single day for almost all of us. And there's an opportunity there. And that's kind of what we teach and talk about. And before I'll turn it back over to you guys, I'll leave it with this. The real estate industry has become the worst spammers on the planet. And if I asked an audience, and I actually do this when I stand on stages, I say, if I asked you in one word, describe for me a used car salesman, the consensus word is usually something like slimy. And then I say, if I ask a 25-year-old with zero ties to real estate, what is your opinion of a real estate agent? Odds are their answer will be the same word. And we have created that because we've taken this vehicle, social media, and decided we're going to make it business media. And it never was intended for that. It's still not intended for that. And we have completely inundated social media with garbage. And now we wonder why it doesn't work, because audiences, buyers and sellers, have no desire to listen to a Monday market update or listen to a listing or see a picture of us at our closing. And that's kind of what I've set out to try to educate and change and prove that there's other ways to do it and there's correct ways to organically actually grow your business through social.
That is so well articulated. I almost, anyone listening, you should rewind it back 2 or 3 minutes and just listen to exactly what you just said. Just a moment ago, listen to it again, because that is so well articulated. And I think that's why you're on our podcast today, to communicate that message to our audience, so that we can all change that, or we can all do the right things and stop doing the wrong things. And, you know, Tim, I go right to you where we started the conversation today of, even though you had this big booming business, you realized maybe that you didn't know that much about social media. So in the, how long of a time frame have you been on this journey, and where did you start? What happened?
I guess it started, it's been in different phases, right? Cause it's a constantly moving mindset where I want to provide value to agents. And, it probably started in 2017, 2018, then changed again in 2019 and 20. And I think it's just because it's an evolving market. Like everything Jeff just said, it's like we have no idea what's going on. We simply cannot predict what the market's going to look like. I mean, we do think it's going to be one of the biggest booms we've ever seen, but we don't know because we've never been here before. We only know that tomorrow is Saturday because it's always been Saturday, you know? Right. We don't know what it's going to look like coming forward. And so it's constantly evolving. And the moving pieces, I mean, what Jeff said is so true, is like, we just spam people, and there's a million CRMs that can have a ton of different, you know, information to send out and literally spam people. And, I think what it is I just get tired of seeing the stuff that Jeff talked about. Was like, like, just show me your life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what do I talk about when I want to talk about who I am? Well, I don't know, but not what you're talking about. So we just
heard what Jeff said, and Jeff, you know, I hear you. So where does our audience start? What do they need to do or what do they need to know?
Yeah. So it starts with identifying and understanding who your customer avatar is. So the way I would typically describe that for a real estate agent is, you know, who do you want to reach? Who is it that you want to stay top of mind with? Is it your past customers, your SOI, your friends and family, the people that have referred you business in the past, the people that have you have done business with? Is it maybe new customers, like a local community that you want to focus in on? Or are you in a leadership position and you want to target agents and you want to grow your brokerage or you want to grow your team? So you have to first identify who it is you want to target. And then from there, you really want to establish, you know, a content strategy. You want to build that strategy based upon, you know, what is going to get them to what's the thumb stopping to them, right? And as I mentioned and discuss a lot, understanding that avatar, that consumer who you want to touch, then taking your hat off, what you want to see, and trying to understand what it is they want to see. Why do they open up social? Why do they roll over in the morning and open up Instagram, open up YouTube, open up TikTok, open up Facebook? It's not for real estate content ever. That's not what they're interested in ever. They'll Google it, right? They'll call you, the real estate agent, but they're not opening social. They're opening social for mindless content. They're opening social to be entertained. They're opening social maybe to learn something new. They may be opening social to connect with you, to feel a connection between you. And so you have to really first start with, is my content self-serving or is my content serving others? And I think agents believe that giving market data is serving others, but it's not, because the vast majority of humans that are on social media are not in the market to buy. And so just us making that presumption that that's what they want is self-serving. And so, you know, again, understanding that they want to watch French bulldogs. They want to watch a golf tip. They want to watch a tomato growing tip. They want to watch your kids running around because it's something relatable to them, right? They want to live vicariously through your vacations, those sorts of things. And so, you know, it starts with just wrapping your head around the concept and the idea that just simply documenting your life is what will create more engagement. And once you establish the engagement, now you're starting to hack algorithms. So then when you do put in that business content occasionally, maybe 20% of the time, it might actually show up on their feed. They're not going to engage it, but it's a drive-by. It's a digital billboard. And so that's where it all starts. And so I guess it depends on which route you want to go with this in terms of which customer avatar. And maybe we could focus on one, Tim, and maybe we should focus it on the local, the community-driven one, because that is what we're doing. And we have the data and the proof of how well it works. And that's why we're going to go out and try to multiply and duplicate this in as many markets as possible.
I'm loving what I'm hearing. I say just keep on talking, on educating the audience, because, you know, I will tell you, while you were talking a moment ago, I was thinking of two people on an inner tube last year. on Lake of the Ozarks, that how many views did that get?
Well, I don't quite remember. So what happened was, so I was pulling, it was actually one of my daughter's, two of her friends, right? Right. Pulling them on a tube, and really myself just trying to learn how to hit the water right with the tube, because, you know, there's lots of ways you can do it. And I figured out this one way that I thought they would go, but I didn't know they were going to go in synchronicity or whatever that word is. And, right. And these two kids, yeah, I reshared it. Yeah, these two kids, I say kids, but they're, you know, 20 years old or whatever. But they went 25 feet in the air, no kidding. Backflips. It was beautiful. It was like something out of the circus. And I just put a couple hashtags in, and I'm not the social media king. You know, I just put a couple hashtags in. Well, it instantly got picked up by Lake of the Ozarks, instantly got picked up by Barstool, went out to ESPN Sports. And I think the last thing I saw was somewhere around 3 million views on one of those sites, but that's not all the sites combined. So, I mean, I would guess that, you know, 3 million or more people saw it, and then it still comes back up, you know, a year later when you're flipping through and you see Barstool pop up. And And you see it. So yeah, that was
actually, it just came through on my feed again. It just came through for some reason. It was like somebody had posted like a year ago or whatever. I don't remember how, but so I think though, I mean, Jeff, is that what you're talking about? Because I mean, 3 million views, you're not going to get 3 million views on
on real estate.
Sold.
No, absolutely not. No, and it's
look, I just closed the house.
Yeah.
It's a great example because again, it's understanding that it's attention that you're after. Right. And so the first question that I would ask anybody once they have a viral video is okay, what did you do next? And the reality is most of us just get so consumed with that one video because it's fun. It's hitting us with the endorphins, with the dopamine. It's making us feel good. It's we're getting a ton of attention. Okay. But how do I actually turn this into business? And so then now the question is, okay, what are you going to do with that? And so what Tim basically did there is that obviously he realized that he could grab attention around boating, around tubing. And so if I was talking to an agent or advising an agent, I'd say, okay, now let's kind of reel that in and figure out how can we back that up now and continue to follow it up with additional content built around maybe some core pillars or around a certain community around this particular lake, et cetera. And then use it to grow your influence to where you become that person, that professional that people see as kind of a digital celebrity and the professional at whatever it is, you know, whatever it is you're selling. And so in this case, and this is a great example, great segue, because the TikTok channel that I've built, this is all built for me around TikTok. It doesn't have to be. It can be around any one of these. If you're not watching this, there's a bunch of social media logos behind me, but it can be around any of these platforms. I just happen to quote unquote go viral on TikTok. Now we've since expanded it to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere. And the name of the channel is Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle. And what I learned was the same thing Tim learned, was that I kept posting these various videos around Lake of the Ozarks on my TikTok, and it was blent in with other content, the other stuff that I put out there, but those would consistently perform well. I'd consistently get thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of views. No 3 million, so you got me beat there, Tim. And so what it just dawned on me one day after doing this for a couple of years, I'm like, I just need to go all in. My audience is speaking to me. They're telling me, give me more of the lake. And so I decided to formally build a channel that's community driven. And so it means lifestyle content. What are we doing every day? What are the things that you do at the Lake of the Ozarks during various seasons? Not just boating, but all across the year. We do local business highlights. We go out and find local businesses and do interviews. We do so many different things. We put out local news. So we'll go aggregate what's going on in the news. I find a local aggregator. I snip pictures of it. I put it as a green screen behind me in TikTok, and then I talk about it. Have you seen what's going on? We talk about events. So basically, we become the aggregator of everything that's going on in the local community, as well as sharing the lifestyle of that particular community. And oh, by the way, I also drip in real estate. And so what I'm finding and what we're seeing is that our real estate videos, where I do like walkthrough videos and I'll get creative with, you know, why, like there was one day, I'll give an example where it was raining heavily at the lake. And I just videoed the rain coming down because I'm always creating. But I put the text over the video saying, if you only come to the lake one weekend out of the year and this turns out to be your weekend, it's ruined. So that's one reason why you should own the lake, so you can come down more often than just that one weekend or something to that effect. But it's subliminally dropping the real estate stuff so that when I've already gained popularity, you know, I've already got the eyeballs, I've already got the attention. Now I'm training my audience that I sell real estate. I can get eyeballs on your listing, because we all know as we continue to evolve, our home is the best home, right? That's never changed. But one thing that we all want is we want you, the real estate agent, to also make us believe that our home is the best home. So when I can go into this, to a listing or go into a seller's home and say, it is a great home, whether I believe that or not. And guess what? I'm going to post it to all of these different channels. Let me show you how many eyeballs I'm going to get on your listing. I'm going to put your home in lights. I have a very strong feeling that this is going to become a very popular marketing tactic with agents, because we've all been doing it the same way for so many years. It's that 25-point marketing system, that listing. I'm going to put a sign in the yard, I'm putting it in the MLS, I'm going to put it on my website, I'm going to hold an open house. Like, we all do the same stuff. But when the innovative agent comes in and says, let me show you how many eyeballs I can get on this home, I think that's going to catch the attention of sellers. I think I'm going to start to catch the attention of homeowners that say, when I sell my house, I want it to be that guy. I want it to be that team, because I know what they're going to do with my home. And so that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, I think something that's interesting about what you said was, I mean, you have a lot of channels, and, you know, the Lake of the Ozarks is just one of them. But, you know, what's interesting about that one was you just started doing it because it's what you do. You spend time at the lake and you like, you know, you think it's funny to watch people fall off boats and look how big the dock is. And, you know, gosh, the house is bigger than the boat, but you just started doing it because it's what you like to do. And it wasn't until, I don't know how many months or time later, that you were like, holy cow, I have 60,000 people or however many 100,000 people following on one channel, that you're like, so if you can imagine what we're talking about, Jeff's just started it because it's fun. Yeah. But if you can imagine starting something like that with intention and with purpose and with a plan and with a content calendar, you can really touch people. Because what, I mean, we look back on COVID, and there were so many opportunities in COVID for real estate agents and for just anyone in business or just people, right? What's the opportunity that we're in right now? What are we coming into? And I think we have to be cognizant and aware of, you know, there is a need. And if we're talking about Lake of the Ozarks specifically, it's a lot of older agents. Some of them are, you know, literally passing away. But the people that are there, the ones that are out hanging out, having fun, are the ones that are on all these platforms. I mean, you do see a lot of Gen Z, millennial, younger, what even the new generation is, everyone that's on these social media platforms, that's our audience.
So real quick, Jeff, can you tell me real quick, how can I find that particular channel you're talking about? Is it on TikTok? Is it Instagram? What was it, the Lake of the Ozarks?
Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle is exactly what it's called. Okay. Yeah, it's easy to find. It's on. So TikTok is the richest, the deepest. It goes the furthest back. I actually went all in on this. So to Tim's point, I was doing it sporadically for a couple of years, and it was last August. So it's been less than a year that I went all in on this, and I just committed to the process and said, I'm changing this channel. It was Jeff Fitzer before. Now it's Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle. And I am committing. My goal is to post once a day. Do I always know? Some days I'll miss several days. And then some days I'll post two or three in that day. So the kind of the idea is just to, as Tim alluded to, like documenting. So now it has become a strategy and it's become a core strategy. But leading up to that, it was just documentation of my life. It's just turning the camera on your life more often and sharing that. And that's exactly what I was doing, to Tim's point. I was just living my life. We had a second home at the lake. I just shared some things. And that's kind of the point with people. And we as a real estate community have such an opportunity, because we all live in a community. And we all know that people that live inside of that community are passionate about that community, whether you're moving to it or you live in it. And so anytime that you do anything to highlight your local community, it typically catches attention. It typically gets eyeballs. Plus, the algorithm understands that. Like, training algorithms has become such a critical component to organic reach that you have to train the algorithm. And a lot of us, I was guilty of it, and I still teach it. I teach that when you're starting out on social, establish your pillars of content, which I can show you an example of that. And then throw, for lack of a better term, throw shit up against a wall, see what sticks. That's the name of the game. You're just throwing things up against the wall, see what sticks. That's exactly what happened for me on TikTok. I saw what stuck, and then I ran with it. And so then it becomes training the algorithm, which is a computer behind the scenes, to understand who you are, what your content is. So then it can now determine who the best people to show that content to are. And so whether it's a niche topic about growing tomatoes, or it's a niche geographic location. You're using hashtags, you're using keywords, and you're just training the algorithm to say, show me to as many people as possible. And then being a consistent creator around that topic.
Okay, so I love this. Keep on going. You've mentioned four pillars. So at some point you start, because I do, I'm thinking of many of my conversations with agents around the country trying to create, about Buckhead is a center of Atlanta. It's a section of Atlanta, mm-hmm. Buckhead lifestyle. And, the Buckhead, whatever they call it, or lifestyle in Atlanta or lifestyle in Dallas or whatever they're thinking about or their local community. So what are these four pillars? What do agents need to do?
So as I talk about pillars, it starts with, again, we're going down the geographic rabbit hole, but what I recommend you do is, and what this whole started for me, this journey started for me because I was following Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, and he was constantly telling me years ago, you need to be posting 7 times a day and all this kind of these numbers that just were kind of asinine to me. I was like, there's no way I'm struggling to post once a day. And I think most people can share in that same struggle. And so I had to create my own cheat sheet, if you will. And it was just post-it notes that I put in my office, in my car, on my in my bathroom, which were just daily reminders. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. And so what that looked like for me was I established, I have 5 primary pillars. One is I'm a business owner, entrepreneur. So that's mortgage and real estate. It's business tips. It's business travel. I'm a social media and video coach. That's pillar 2. I'm a family guy. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. We travel as a family. I call it the Fitzer Family Reality TV Show. And then my hobbies and daily life, that's number 4. That's Lake of the Ozarks. I'm a golfer. I'm a neurotic bird guy. I have bird feeders right outside my office window and I feed them daily and take pictures and all that stupid stuff. And I'm into fitness and health. And so those became my five pillars. And then I had sub pillars underneath them. And I decided, what is it that defines me as a human that all I have to do is turn on my camera to share more often? And so rather than creating more work for myself, I was trying to figure out, okay, Gary V, I'm going to post more often, but I got to figure out how to post more often. What is it that I'm doing every day, every week, every month that is just easy for me to do? And then that a whole concept is you start doing that consistently, and then your audience will ultimately decide for you what it is or what's going to become your niche. Because if you talk to any social media coach, they're going to tell you, you need to niche down. And we as real estate agents, we niche down on real estate. Well, there's too many of us talking about the same thing. So it's diluted. And so, but what you can't decide, this is what I've learned. You can't choose viral. You also can't choose your niche. Your audience dictates that. Your audience decides what your niche should be. Your audience decides what they're interested in. You don't get to decide that. That's self-serving. Just like when I produce a video and I put hours into it, I'm like, this is going to crush. And it gets 350 views. And then I document a couple of bunnies. I'm on a Zoom call and there's a couple of bunnies jumping over each other in my yard. I literally pull up my camera while I'm on the Zoom, post it a week or two later, and the thing goes viral. And I'm like, son of a gun. Like it's just random.
And what I heard you just do though is you also steered me away from the geographic, just honing in only on geographic. And for me, the aha came when I heard you talk about your pillars. It's more about your pillars and about who you are. And then the rest will come naturally. So, I mean, I've learned a lot today listening
Good.
To you.
Good.
Because it's, it's not, don't go down the geographic rabbit hole. Get who you are, I guess, or maybe you can, I don't know what, I'm just saying those pillars really speak to me because I can envision our audience really honing in on that. And what you say about you don't choose.
Yeah. Well, it makes so a social strategy a little bit easier. Cause we didn't come out of the womb with just this creative genius to create content. This is not normal for us. This is new, especially for us gray hairs. I mean, this is not normal for us, and it's hard for us to shift. And so I try to articulate it and teach it so that it's actually executable and not like, hey, you have to come up with a really creative way to sell real estate today. No, that's not what I want you to do. I want you to just share. But going back to the geo strategy, to me, the geo strategy is one of the most obvious and powerful ones for a real estate agent because it almost can never fail. And it doesn't matter if you live in a town of 200 or a town of 2 million. You know, it's ultimately, that's one fail-safe that people love. And so it just requires a bit of dedication. But here's going back to that, the pillars concept or idea is that these people are going to identify with you because you have a shared commonality, right? You live in the same community and now you become the community advocate and you're putting out the content around the community. But what's going to really make them close to you and build a parasocial relationship is when you're sharing your personal life. That's when that's when things really start to go deeper, because now that neighbor in a neighboring neighborhood or somewhere on the other side of town who has a kid the same age as yours, who's going through the same struggles or the same wins as you with your child, now has that connection to you and says, man, I love this person because I feel so connected to them, or because you play golf, or because you are an avid book reader or Netflix binge watcher. It doesn't matter. Like, whatever it is you're already doing, somebody else also does that. And somebody else is going to feel connected to you as a result. And that's where you suck them in. And so it really is a kind of a melting pot concept of, you throw this stuff in there. And eventually, if you do it as neurotically and consistently as I have, eventually your audience will end up defining what they ultimately want in on one or two topics. And that's kind of where we're at. And that's where, you know, what we've established with this TikTok channel is that it's working incredibly well, getting a ton of engagement, having more conversations than I could have ever imagined just around lifestyle stuff. And I think this is a long game. It's been almost a year now. It's creating opportunities. I'm getting having a lot of conversations with a lot of people. And now the next step is continuing. So make it perpetual, so it never ends. I can always be posting content to stay top of mind and relevant. And then the next is really just kind of dialing in. Okay, now how do we capitalize on this? And I think it's going to be complementary strategies. I think we're going to start to do some mailers. I think we're going to start to host events. But now that we've established ourselves as the local authority, it's going to make it so much easier for people to connect and feel connected. They're going to see this mailer or this letter in the mail and say, I know these people. I want to work with them. And so, you know, that's a part of the strategy to try to take it to the next level and just capitalize on this in as many ways as we possibly can by becoming basically the digital mayor of our community.
That's a great phrase. Digital mayor. Yeah. I like that.
Well, and I remember one post, I think it was from last week or over the 4th of July, because I spent a lot of time at the lake as well. And I don't know which video it was Jeff did, but to kind of dumb it down to like, okay, lots of people have eyes on you. They're watching you. How do you get business out of that? What if they don't reach out to you? Well, they do start to reach out. And there was one that Jeff, I think it was probably a money laundering tip 101. Is your boat worth more than your house? And you got these big yachts and big boats and you got a little cabin sitting there, and something about values at real estate. And some guy from somewhere, don't even know who this guy is, makes a comment. And he's like, do you actually even know how expensive houses are at the lake, or something like that? And I was able to jump in on that comment on his comment and make a response and throw in some statistical data about, you know, average price points and the market trends that are going on at the lake. But you know that other people also see that. And then now you're an authority in a market or in an area or with a topic or an item, and people are beginning to start engage. Have we sold a house? Not from that one, not from that thread, but that's how it works in real life when people start to see your stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you get over the fear? There's a lot of agents that are afraid of posting something wrong, being perceived wrong, getting out of their comfort zone of, you know, sense of humor, etc. Like, how did
being judged?
You know, I think, go ahead.
I said, being judged.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just something that, you know, when I started doing this, I was truly a guinea pig. It was 6-7 years ago. And it was right when Facebook Live was becoming a thing and we didn't know what to do with it. And I saw a real estate agent based out of Florida doing these coffee talks. And he basically just used it as a forum to host a podcast. And I'm like, man, I think this guy's onto something. And so I started to do just videos and talking. And I still remember the very first Facebook Live. It took me about 3 hours to actually press the play button because I was so incredibly nervous and just, you know, thought I would fumble it, thought nobody would care. And it was fascinating, the response that I got. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of trolls. Tim just alluded to one. I now love trolls. I embrace trolls. I actually did a video reply to that one, just making kind of a joke. And, you know, people came to my defense, but it also gave me the opportunity to say, actually, you know, I know the market pretty damn well because I sell real estate, you know? And so that was my way of subtly reminding people what I do as well. But, you know, to answer your question, you know, it's like anything, you know, imagine if we learned to walk, swim, ride a bike as adults, we would be an entire, civilization of people that didn't talk and didn't ride bikes and didn't swim or didn't walk, because we have this insatiable desire to learn new things when we're toddlers, when we're infants, right? And when we get older, we become set in our ways and we don't like to learn new things. And so it's simply the proof's now here. I'm not telling anyone anything they haven't already heard 1,000 times over the last 5 years. Now it's just, are you learning from somebody who's a practitioner? And so I've been able to build this proof of concept, and now we're going to run with it, and we're going to help agents, and we're going to teach them, and we're going to guide them, and we're going to provide them the media resources to be able to have quality editing or learn how to do it themselves. But to really answer your question, there's not a good answer to that. It's simply, it works. And if you don't use these mediums, just think of it this way. If you decide I'm going to live in a prospecting world of the last 10, 15, 20 years of what I was always taught, and I'm not going to embrace these new strategies where most humans are now spending all of their time, you're just going to have a steeper hill to climb. I'm not saying it's going to put you out of business, but I put my money on the agent who is going to put themselves out there. Because they're going to establish, because you have an exponential reach and it's free. It's free. Right. Right. You know, think back 10 years ago. It was billboards. It was grocery store carts. It was television. It was radio. It was newspaper ads. And it cost hundreds and thousands of dollars for a limited reach that probably didn't even work. And now we have this opportunity of omnipresence when, you know, of reaching our consumers when they're sitting on the toilet. Right. It's crazy. It's crazy good. And honestly, Todd, you just got to get over it. You just got to understand. Honestly, you have to reach out to people like me who are living and breathing it. Let us play your therapist and talk you through it and remind you that stop all of the objections you have in your head, put them aside, shut up and post it. And that's a little abrasive, but it's kind of how that, we, though.
It's honest. And it's also speaking from someone who's done it.
Yeah,
and,
living it.
And actually, I feel encouraged, or I feel like our audience is going to be encouraged listening to you. And just, I mean, even your story about you're on a Zoom and there's bunnies outside and you videotape it. Okay, just try, experiment, and see what happens. You know?
Yeah, you have nothing to lose. You have nothing to lose. The worst thing that's going to happen is it falls on deaf eyes. That's it.
Right.
That makes sense.
And my response to the same question is a little different. It's like, for me, I feel like I have to have everything perfect. And in the social media conversation, it's like, oh gosh, you're supposed to post 7 times a day or one or whatever, you know, whatever. Like, I want to have a whole calendar for what I'm posting. When I'm posting it, do I share it to Instagram? And I think what I'm reminded of is the book Power of Habit. And I think Gino Wickman or someone writes this book, and it relates to really anything in our life when we're trying to do something new, whether it's work out or go to the gym. And we take on these big tasks of this huge workout routine, and we throw a diet in the mix, and we're drinking shakes all the time. But that's not how we live normally. And in the book, it talks about anything you're going to do, just kind of step into it. Example would be just put your shoes on and go to the gym and then go home. And then the next day, maybe do 10 pushups and go home, because we don't like change and video is uncomfortable. And the same thing, the first green screen I recorded with my buddy, Mike Cuevas, I like rehearsed for that for days. And I'm like reading the script. And then I have my intern Maddie come in and we're pausing it all the time. And Mike's just like, dude, just talk, like just talk normal. You know, this stuff. And so when it comes to social media, just like Jeff said, just do something. And then the how, the when, it'll all work out over time.
Right. The word authenticity is popping into my mind as well.
It's just the best word for this.
Big time.
Just be you. Be you and get it out there. I mean, you've inspired me today. I believe you've inspired our audience. I know we're running late on time. I could probably keep going for another 2 or 3 hours. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to have you back down the road. I want to, keep exploring this topic with you, keep watching your results and have people dig in, follow your podcasts, get to know you, follow and see what you're doing. I will tell you that a kind of a thought that's popping into my head right now is I had an agent once tell me that when it comes to social media, it's okay to learn from others. There's no ideas under the sun. Take what someone else is doing and then try it, because your sphere or your experience, it could even be two bunnies playing around in the snow somewhere else, because it's a different scenario than yours, and it could go viral too. And so it's just, I'd love to have you guys back, keep talking about this, but to the audience, I'm going to urge you, let's get out of our comfort zone. Let's try some of this. Let's watch what some other people are doing and copy that and say, okay. And then think about that when you're living your life. And when situations arise like that, that you can post or become a community leader or that match your pillars of who you are. That's made me want to go write down my pillars and really think I'm getting ready to go on a vacation. I think that's going to be my beach time is okay. Let's write down some pillars about Todd and who Todd is. Mm-hmm. So I want to say
also take some pictures and some video and share it with your audience. That's what they want to see.
Love that.
Well, I want to say something about what Jeff just said too, on top of what you said, Todd, is, for Jeff and for any of us to be able to post consistently every day doesn't mean that we got to be at the lake every day or at the down on the plaza or whatever. It's like, just video your life, store it in a folder. You'll use it later. You'll come across, I love stealing content from other people and other influencers. And by the way, they like it too. It's really no different than when someone posts something motivational on their Instagram story and you're like, damn, that moves me. Screenshot, crop it, repost it. Take content, videos and pictures of your life, because at some point you'll want to remember them and look back on them. But gosh, you can sure use them down the road too.
Yep. Well, and people are looking for inspiration. They're looking for emotion. They're looking for, and that's what I hear from both of you that, I loved this topic today. Thank you both for joining us. So Jeff Fitzer and Tim Ray, both of you, thank you very much for being here today on the Real Estate Podcast. Audience, please check them out on social media. I understand they're not going to be hard to find. So just go find them, engage with them, and let's get out of our comfort zone. Let's put their wisdom into action and let's just get out of our comfort zone and do this, put it into action. So anyway, thank you all for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart. I hope you've enjoyed today and we'll see you back on future episodes.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.